This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with licensed psychologist Dr. John Dellatore. I want to get his take for all of us on what the podcast involving Lori Vallow Daybell and friends is meaning to him, what it sounded like, what is the psychological takeaway from everything that they were discussing in that podcast that was played back to the court just the other day. John?
I mean, it's once again, what I heard was just believers, right? What I heard was just them spreading their beliefs about how the world is and how they need to be in the world in order to make it whatever they believe to be a good place. All I heard was just the beliefs being espoused. I'm not hearing anything different. Yep. When it comes to, oh, here's the smoking gun that tells me that Lori Vallow Daybell has been making it up the whole time. I haven't heard anything like that, and I doubt I ever will.
That Lori Daybell has been making it. What do you mean by that?
She has sort of been pulling the wool over everyone's eyes.
Okay.
That she never believed anything that she said.
Sure.
I don't believe that. I think she's always believed it to a point, and then became so enraptured by it that it started becoming her world. I don't view her as this highly manipulative, chess master, criminal mastermind. I don't believe that about her. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to suggest that she is that person, because here's the thing is that we're talking about, what about Chad and Alex? Well, those are two people, right? Those are two people. One was a family member who I guess devoted his entire life to protecting Lori, and the other one, is being, coerced and manipulated, and he's also doing coercion and manipulation back. So it's not like she developed this huge, following of individuals.
Yeah.
These people were challenging the Lori and Chad sort of control, but they were getting so washed up in the "we're trying to do good" that's what it was. I just don't view her as this manipulative monster. I don't think she is not at fault. I do think she's at fault.
Yeah.
But she's not a monster is what I'm trying to say.
Does it come across sometimes, do people come across sometimes as manipulative monsters when they're not intentionally trying to be it? It's just their personality. It's just they want to get from point A to point B in whatever their set of goals may be, no matter how outrageous or crazy they are, that then they come across to others as being these monsters. But in reality, they're pursuing whatever they believe is correct. But it may be such a crazy belief that everyone looks at this going, well, what are you trying to do? They make more out of it than it actually is in terms of the strategy that one would have to manipulate others.
I think that's half of it. I think the other half is us, right? The other half is this idea that people are strange when they are strangers, right? As the song goes.
Sure.
It's this curious thing where if we don't understand why someone would do the things or why someone would believe the things that they do or believe, we view them as an other. We view them as being outside of what we view, right? We as the outsiders as normal. And we have to put a name to that. We have to be able to make sense of it in our own mind, neglecting the fact that we're complex as an individual. So then someone else should be complex too, but we can't wrap our mind around it. So yes, it is part that the individual can present themselves in some way. But the other part is that we're judging people to be something in a rather reductive way.
Sure. We're always searching for the answers. We're trying to figure out why someone is doing what they're doing. And when it seems to be so bizarre and so out there, is our natural reaction to go to kind of extremes and think, wow, they're really they're really in this. They've been plotting this out. They've been doing this or that. When really it may be the exact opposite. It may be just super simplistic thinking and impulsive thinking that maybe worked out for a little while, maybe didn't work out for a while. But on the outside, it looks so complex and bizarre in the way it's all made up that to everyone else, we're just thinking, well, this is far more complicated than meets the eye.
I do think it ends up being extremes. You know, when it comes to the more sort of offensive the behavior, and in this case, we're talking about two children murdered. I know that there's, you know, another adult that's murdered, but when it comes to the spectrum of victims, our heartstrings pull further when it comes to children being murdered.
Sure.
So the more sort of offensive the behavior, the more likely we as outsiders are going to suggest an extreme, meaning they're either all evil or they're all crazy. Now, why we pick which one we pick probably depends on our own idiosyncratic way of judging the behavior that we're observing, but it is extreme. So the more offensive the behavior, the more likely we on the outside are going to pick an extreme, because we cannot seem to handle the idea that we may be capable of engaging that behavior. And I think that's a tough thing for the audience to hear, is that it is possible that under the correct circumstances, you might engage in a behavior that at right now you think you are not capable of doing. We don't know what any of us are capable of doing until we're put in a situation where we have to do it. And so we don't want to think that we are capable of doing the more offensive type behaviors. And so we would rather it be a monster. We would rather it be an insane person that did it, because to protect ourselves, we can say, well, we're not monsters. We're not insane.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Dr. John Delatorre, thank you for your insight into the case. We greatly appreciate it. If you want to weigh in on anything we're talking about, we got a phone number for you. It is 888-554-5537. Easier remembered as 888-5-KILLER. Go ahead and check that out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.